My name is Chiamaka and you're listening to Chi Talks. If you're new here, this is just basically Chi Talking. But if you've been here before, thank you so much for returning. You know the drill, so let's just get right into it. The Why Series. Hi everyone, you're welcome to the Why Series, and today's episode features your one and only
Lazy writer.
I was actually thinking you were going to say Anda Damisa.
Okay, but like everyone
knows you as lazy writer.
So I could say Anda Damisa, popularly known as Lazy writer.
Okay, so how are you?
I'm doing? Very fine, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
I was about to say thank you for honoring my invitation. Okay,
so it goes both ways.
So can you give us a brief introduction about you? What do you want people to know about you? What do you do?
I'm a writer. I'm a social media strategist.
Okay.
I do consultancy too. I'm a writer. I'm a poet. I have a published book of poetry.
Yeah,
and
so that's...
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
That's all?
Well, that's what I do. So I love writing.
Writing.
I love reading and writing. I love exploring the internet, finding
new ways,
creative ways to get things done, to help brands get their message across to their audience.
Since this is the Why Series, I'm going to hit you with a question now.
Okay.
Why Lazy Writer?
Why Lazy
the name?
Writer? I honestly didn't know how that happened. So I needed a name for my blog.
Okay.
A while back, a couple of years back, a blog to put up my writing and stuff. And everyone thought I was lazy then because I was always indoor reading. I was never interested in going out socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was either reading or writing. So I couldn't find a name. Every name I got was taken. And then I thought, oh, everyone thinks you're lazy. And I put writer. So I tried to remove the ER and add an E. And it stuck. And
yeah.
It always attract curiosity because people are like, okay, how are you lazy and how do you write?
But you're not actually lazy.
Well, I try.
Okay, so let's talk consistency. But before we go into that, I would like to ask you something. Consistency or quality?
Consistency. Yes, for me, I take consistency.
Why?
Because I've realized, like, I always tell people, okay, so I know a lot of people who are trying to delve into social media related stuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are always waiting till they buy like the perfect phone.
Mm-hmm.
With great camera, till they have the best audio quality, till they have a great background and all. And over time, I realized all those doesn't even really matter. All those doesn't even really matter. Because, okay, for example, I have a couple of friends, they've been on TikTok for like 6 months or a year. Some of them were even on the app when it was called Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And
TikTok was called Musical.ly.
Yes, it was Musical.ly.
Wow.
Yeah. So and they've been posting back to back content, a whole lot of content. Some of them even go as far as like using cameras, like doing the whole
camera again. For TikTok.
Yeah, doing the like for stunts and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then uploading and connecting and all that. So doing stunts and all that, and they get 20k likes, 10k likes.
Mm-hmm.
And my first day on TikTok, I just did a random video with my mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
There was no light, nothing, absolutely nothing. But there was a message in there, and there was no audio. It was just a message. We were just depicting a message. And in 3 days, I had 7 followers. And in 3 days, I had 3.4 million views.
Wow.
On that video. I had 30k followers. Like, so basically, like,
working on your content first.
Yeah, you need to have good content, but consistency for me is more important, because once you are not there, there's always someone ready to replace you. There's always someone doing what you are doing online. Once you're not there, there's always someone to fill in the void. Once
you
are inconsistent, then people will think you're not a serious person.
Serious
they don't
person.
Care how you do it. Just be consistent. It doesn't have to be the best, because guess what? Your video will never
Your
be the best.
Your video will never be the best. Honestly, to me, we all speak of consistency like it's actually easy. Like, I feel like a lot is being considered before you can actually be consistent to something. So what do you think, like, are those things? Because we just say consistency. Oh, I know I can be consistent in this. What makes you think that you can be consistent?
So a couple of years back, when Linda Ikeju just got, I used to be, I still own a blog. So I used to be a consistent blogger, not anymore. So then when Linda Ikeju bought the whole Banana Island mansion and all that, everybody suddenly wanted to be a blogger.
A blogger.
Like everyone started opening blogs. But then the reason why I probably failed as a blogger was inconsistency, because you absolutely have to be consistent. You can't post gossip today then go away for 1 week and not... You lose your subscribers, you lose absolutely everything. If you are not consistent, you're probably top 50 websites in Nigeria today. In just 2 days, you can go from top 50 to 5,000.
Yeah.
So consistency is very, 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 very important. So for me, like I would love to have a YouTube channel presently. I have some content that I can even upload on my YouTube channel like right now, but I haven't, because my YouTube page is not live, because I know I don't have the time to be consistent presently. So if I have to do it, I have to do it on a consistent basis, at least a video every week. So things like that. So I feel like you have to consider your time. You have to consider every other thing you're doing. So when I advise people, I'm like, when you're trying to do something and you are looking at getting consistent at it, make sure it's something you are very passionate about. That day, that kind of thing. If you're passionate about football, even on off days,
you will still
be interested in talking about it, in doing something about it, because it's something that makes you happy. So even on your down days, it still inspires you to want to do something.
You can't be consistent with something that you don't have the passion for.
Yes. So when you're trying to find a niche in whatever aspect of content creation or social media, whatever you're trying to do, make sure it's something you're crazy passionate about.
But how do you know you're passionate about something? I mean, because like we have so many, like our passion can be short term sometimes, because we can just see something and we're so fascinated by it and we think we're actually passionate about it, but we're not actually passionate about it. Like I've seen myself like be so engrossed with some things for short term.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I didn't really have a passion about it. I only liked it because I probably saw it somewhere or I saw someone doing it. So how do you know you truly have passion for something?
So that happens. I was having a conversation about my YouTube channel with a friend yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me like, okay, what niche are you trying to focus on? And I'm like, oh, niche? So that ties into passion. And I'm like, oh, I totally have no idea. But I'm just going to keep doing my thing, keep putting out videos. And I feel like if you're a consistent person, over time, you feel yourself gravitate towards one particular thing. When you feel yourself gravitating towards that particular thing, when your content is more driven towards a particular channel, then that way it's easy for you to determine.
To determine what you have, like, passion.
What you have the passion for and all that.
All right, so what has your consistency game been like since you started everything that you started doing? Well, have you ever felt like giving up?
A lot of times. Let's just say I've won and I've lost and I'm still here because to an extent I've been able to be consistent. So I've won, I've lost a couple of times, but then the most important thing is evolving.
Growing.
Trying evolving.
New things.
Yeah,
like,
trying new things. That's the most important thing. Because
like that is where quality comes in. Because everyone is just saying be consistent, but I feel like as you're consistent, you also need to look for ways to grow. Because you can't just say, "Oh, in the name of consistency, I'm going to keep on doing this every week." Like when you do something each week, do you reflect on it? Okay, how can I make this better?
That's the thing. You can never always be relevant. You cannot always be relevant. There's always someone who's bringing something new.
Mm-hmm.
There are always new inventions. There are always new creatives and all that. So how can you help yourself? By learning, by staying on top of trends, evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You have to evolve creatively all the time. The creative space evolves per second.
Yep.
Every new day, there's something new. So you have to keep yourself in the loop. The moment you drop out, Getting back in is a tough job. Personally,
I feel consistency with quality can be merged.
Yes.
Sometimes we take perfection for quality. We put in perfection for quality.
Request for perfection.
The request for perfection. We always want to be perfect and we call it quality. I'm bringing out quality content.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you are just trying to strive for perfection. Perfection is not attainable.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is not attainable. So what can you say can be quality?
For me, quality is good content and good direction and definitely
a focus.
Yes, good content, good direction, that is the storyline, good script and all that. And good content and good direction.
Yeah,
and definitely you have to have good gadgets to get that done. Yeah,
yeah. So, like this gadget thing.
It doesn't have to be the best, but let it be good enough to not for your story not to get lost, or your for your story not to lose meaning.
Yeah, but like, why is it that sometimes as creatives, so I don't know if I should call myself a creative, but I can say that when I started like doing this whole podcast thing, I started recording with my phone here, but at the same time I always wanted to have a microphone. And it discouraged me at some point because I was always thinking about, God, please, how will I make my audio quality better? How would I get a microphone? And I was slightly deviating from being consistent because I was being overwhelmed by the request to have a better recording device. And there are so many creatives out there. It could be like you want to take pictures for yourself, but you don't have a good phone.
Good phone, yeah.
So in as much as possible, you try to be consistent, you're still overwhelmed by the fact that you don't have a quality device.
Yeah, or you need to upgrade to a better
device.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, that feeling is actually down. So, have you ever gone through that? Or do you have like an advice to tell people about that?
Yes, okay. So, I have a very good camera.
Okay.
And but I have a friend who's like, because I do the whole video thing for fun. But I have a friend who does it like professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has a way, way, way better camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes I get to use his camera when he's not using it instead of mine. So for me, what works best, I know for a fact that in the creative industry, money really changes hand. What works mostly is collaboration.
Yeah.
And that has helped the creative industry grow. So collaborate with other people who have what you need, or who can add value to your own value, and you also have value to offer them.
Exactly.
Collaboration is everything.
If you have a friend that has a good phone,
send it to your phone. Do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, that's
like,
the perfect
nobody
answer.
Cares about your excuses. The only thing they care about is your story
your story.
Get there. But if you never get there, you never get a chance to tell your story.
Exactly. So even if you don't have like the perfect device that you need for being a creative,
Find
you could
people,
team up. Or you could even try and save up. But don't let that weigh you down, because the moment you start thinking a lot about that, you would lose focus and you would lose interest. And that passion that you think that you had would be slightly fading away.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there might be someone listening to this who might have been so consistent with what he or she's doing, but isn't seeing rewards, like outcome. Like, because you know, sometimes it's like that. You just do something and it feels like nothing is like happening.
Yeah,
nothing is working.
Yeah, I know people like that. A couple of
so
people
tell
me,
say?
Like, oh, Liz Rita, you used to have a whole lot of followers on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for like 3 years and I have just 45 followers. Nobody ever reaches my Twitter and all that. So the thing is, I tell people, like, when you're on social media platforms, either you are a business or you're running your personal side. Whatever you do, do it well.
Yeah.
So if you're doing your personal side, and people relate more when you tell your story from your personal angle, because
actually,
people like to see something and be like, oh, I can relate.
I hate Twitter people.
I was
for that.
Here, so I can feel this. Like, basically, so when people join platforms like Twitter, I tell them, share your life story. If you're eating rice, share it. If something is wrong with your rice, share it. If you're walking down a particular street and something is wrong with that road, talk about it, because there are definitely other people who have walked down that road before, and they'll be like, they can relate, and they start to enjoy your thoughts. But
the truth is that I feel like you can't only take from social media. You need to give social media.
You need to give to get.
Yeah.
If you're not giving anything, so I'll just put everything under value. If you're not giving value, you can't expect
to
get value.
Expect value.
So, and you just go, probably you open your social media and you start posting your clothes. I sell bikini, I sell short knickers. What are you giving to these people? So when you are giving for example, you're giving these people funny content and they come to your page, they laugh. If by the time you post 10 funny contents and you post one ad, they are interested in that ad because you have their attention already.
You have been giving
already.
To them.
You have their attention
exactly.
already. So that is basically what engagement.
How social media works.
Yeah. So that is how engagement works. You give and you take.
You give and you take.
It's not a one-way traffic.
Yeah. So to everyone who feels like your consistency is not being like regarded by nature, I want to let you know that a lot of times you just see some people, they blow up. You're like, oh, I didn't know like this randomly. Person before. Just blow up. How did they blow up? You didn't know about them before. But it is that work of consistency that brought them to where they are today. So if you're just waiting for immediate response from what you do, you need to sit up and just try to be consistent with what you do. Okay, so let's just get into our why question. So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
1 minute. I need rapid answer. Why are you smiling right now?
No, go easy on me.
Why are you smiling
go
right
easy
now?
On me. Okay. Go easy. Be okay. Nice. Okay. Okay. So I'll just stay focused.
Why are you smiling right now?
Okay. Okay, I hope you're asking nice questions.
Why are you smiling right now with my question?
Straight face. Okay, let's go.
No. Okay.
I'm trying hard not to laugh, so all help me here. Okay, all right. Let's go.
Okay, all why are you keeping a straight face right now?
Well, because you complained I was laughing.
Okay, why do you do what you do?
It's what a passion. I absolutely love it. And the fact that I have my time to live my life how I want. To live my life how I want and also be able to earn a living from it. That's brilliant for me.
All right. Why do you keep on pushing, trying new things? Like, even when sometimes it feels like it isn't working. So why do you keep on moving?
I feel like you're never too old to learn, and there's always something new to learn, and you can learn from anybody. And anybody can be that help you need to get to the next level. So I keep trying. I try everything. I don't keep trying one thing for too long. If it's not working, I don't dally there. Like, I move on to the next.
Try ASAP. Something else.
Because I always try something. I don't believe in trying one thing for
too long. Do you know what? I feel like in Nigeria, we're raised to believe to work on people's foundation. So we just want to try
out
what
try
people have.
Don't try new things.
Yeah.
If it worked for this person, you should work for me too. She bought a banana island mansion. Oh, I can buy a banana island mansion too. Hmm. How about you try what you're passionate about?
Do you know that? Because I studied marine biology in school. And then whenever I'm telling my mommy about the visions I have for the cancer, she's like, look at you. So we go and study medicine. I'm like, mommy, just because no one has laid a foundation for marine biology in Nigeria doesn't mean I can't lay it. Yeah. So I just feel like we're just raised with this mentality to, work on people's foundation.
Exactly.
Anyhow, Sha.
And the truth
you.
Is, walking in other people's footsteps, you can never make discoveries.
You can never, find
you
your own route.
Discoveries, yes. Exactly.
Find your own route to your own journey. You don't have to move on someone else's route.
Exactly.
Anyways, this was really nice.
Yes.
I hope you all gained a lot from this episode.
I had fun.
Exactly. I had fun too. Thank you so much for tuning into the Why series. If you have any question regard to this, you can send it to my email cheetalks@gmail.com or send me a message at Amax, and I would reach out to Lazy Writer to answer your questions.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye, guys.
Thank you.